Okay, still in Module 5, the Life Coaching Relationship. Now we're going to look at some of the forms that you're going over with your client at the first session. You each have promise statements, promise statement from you to the client and one from the client to you. Okay. You have copies of this in the back of your workbook. You also talk about the rules of conduct and what to expect in each session. Okay. Now, the coach's promise statement, or the promises that you're making to your clients, is that you're committed to the process, that this is something that you're going to devote yourself to help them accomplish their goal. You're promising them that you're going to deal honestly with them, confidentially, be non-judgmental. And this helps with the honesty and helps with the full disclosure if they know that they're going to be able to say whatever they want to without you being judgmental. That you're going to deal with them very professionally. And you're giving them this in writing. And of course, you have this in your workbook. That you're going to be prepared for each session. And preparation means that you've reviewed your notes from the previous session and you know what assignments that the person had between sessions. Okay? That it's always going to be about the client. That for perhaps the first time in their life, they're going to have somebody dedicated directly to them, to helping them to accomplish their goal. But that it will be challenging. It's not going to be the same old stuff. That you're going to come up with things that's going to kind of push the limits a little bit. And hopefully, will accomplish their goal. They will achieve their goal this time, even though they may have failed before, that you're dedicated to the process. And everything is going to be directed toward the goal. And again, we'll get into the details in the skills section. But whatever you do, everything that you talk about, any assignments, everything is focused on helping them to achieve their goal. But what the client promises to you, again, you have these in your workbook, is that the client agrees to be committed to the process. Okay? That they will deal honestly, confidentially, and that they're open to change because whatever they've been doing before hasn't worked. That's why they've come to you. So they have to be open to do something differently. They agree that they will respect the boundaries, that you are the professional, they are the client. That they will pay as agreed, and that's an important part of it. They have to know that they are expected to pay as agreed. And none of this, oh, you can pay me next time. Okay. They need to learn from the very beginning that payment is expected when the services are rendered or in advance, depending on how you want to do your business. Okay. They agree to be considerate and cooperative. Now, considerate is perhaps in scheduling times for either telephone discussions, video discussions, or in person, and scheduling when those sessions are to be. They're going to be considerate of your time as well as their time. Now, the promise statements that are in the back of your workbook, if you're watching this on video, you can go to those and review those now. But we are going to proceed on with the coaching contract. And again, a copy of this is in the back of the workbook. And your contract establishes the legal relationship between you and your client. Okay? It shows that this is serious business. They're not just coming for fun. This is something that is a legal contract. It's legally enforceable. They should take it seriously. Okay? Having everything written down in a contract prevents disagreements later. They can't come back and say, oh, I thought you were going to do so-and-so. It assures payment. Hopefully you never have to legally enforce your contract, but if necessary, you can. Okay. And your contract provides some liability protection. We'll talk about this again in the section on setting up your business, but you do need to have some liability protection just in case the client complains about something or something happens. Okay. Now, the minimum provisions that you should have in your contract is expectations and responsibilities. What is it that you as a coach are agreeing to do for your client? And what's your client agreeing to do? You know, any legal contract has to have a minimum of two competent parties. Okay. And this is where you write down or have in your contract what's expected from each party. The fee structure, this is something else that we don't want there to be any disagreement about or any misinformation. It should be spelled out in the contract exactly how much is being charged, when it should be paid, and what it pays for. I've provided you a sample of my contract, and what I have is the person, when they begin the session, they purchase a three-session block. I charge $297 for three one-hour sessions, and then after the first three sessions, it's $150 an hour. But you can set your own price or set your own fees, whatever's best for you. Okay. Your coaching contract also specifies how you can cancel or terminate the contract. You may have a contract that provides for six sessions, and after three sessions, you may decide that you just don't like this person, or you just don't want to work with this person, or this person is being very disagreeable, or won't cooperate, or whatever. So you need to have something in your contract that says how to cancel or how to terminate this. And same for the client. The client may say, hey, this ain't working. And, I want to go to somebody else, or I want to do something different. So they need to know, is there any refund if they've paid in advance? Okay. Or what do they have to do to cancel? Does it have to be in writing? How many days notice? And things like that. Okay. Again, liability and certain disclosures that you're going to have in your contract, again, is going to help protect you. But always have an attorney review your contract. We're not lawyers here, and I'm certainly not. So have an attorney help you with your contract. If you're paying them by the hour, write it ahead of time. Just let them review it. Okay, now the coaching contract, again, if you're watching this on video, you can pause and look at the coaching contract that's in the back of your workbook. Again, this is just a sample. This is not the contract that you're expected to use, but it gives you an example of an area or of a type of contract that you can use yours from. Okay, and next we'll go into Module 6.